This goes to Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Unruh, it's U-N like November, R-U-H, P-A-C, care of Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, middle initial, H like Harry, Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, date of birth 7/30 of 1945. Dear Blair, this is a consultation for Mr. Pierce, who initially was sent for evaluation in December of 2024. However, he was traveling immediately to Florida when the consultation was made. So he did see a nephrologist while he was in Florida, who evaluated his chronic kidney disease at that time. The nephrologist did repeat labs while he was in Florida, and thankfully the creatinine had decreased to 1.57 with a GFR of 45. In January 6th of 25, the creatinine was up to 2.22 with the GFR 29. It was felt that he should not wait until he came back from Florida for evaluation. And then he had more labs, 519-25, and creatinine is 1.8, GFR 38. 12-10 of 24, creatinine was 2.0. That's when the referral was made, and the GFR 33. 11-21 of 24, creatinine 1.95, GFR 34. 11-18-24, creatinine 1.71, GFR 40. 10-2-23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 56. And 6-22 of 22, creatinine 1.3 with GFR 53. He is undergoing a workup to have a Watchman device placed, and that's scheduled to be done June 12th of 2025. And before having the Watchman done, he had a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast, 11-13-24, showed normal-sized kidneys without hydronephrosis, no masses, and normal bladder at that time. And also, it showed hepatic liver changes consistent with cirrhosis, which he had a known history of kidney cirrhosis, or liver cirrhosis. He also had a CT scan of the heart with and without contrast. That was done 12/5 of 24 in preparation for a Watchman device to be placed, and CT angiography chest for pulmonary embolism protocol 11/13 of 24, and this was negative for pulmonary embolism. So he had three tests exposing him to IV contrast, and he did receive IV hydration prior to those tests, so that did help a little. He does have a long history of high blood pressure. Currently, it's very well controlled today. He also has known alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. He's not been able to receive prolastin. It's PROLASTIN infusions. He's not really sure the rationale why he was not able to receive them, but he's never had them for the alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. So he does have COPD as well as cirrhosis from that condition, from that deficiency. He also had sick sinus syndrome and required the placement of a permanent pacemaker. He's very prone to falls. He had multiple falls prior to the diagnosis with sick sinus syndrome, and he's had cardiac ablation for that. And in order to get off the Eliquis, he's going to have the Watchman procedure, since he would be high risk for injury and excessive bleeding while on anticoagulants. He does have a history of kidney stones, and he reports that they were a calcium kidney stone at the time he had them. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no recent falls, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And he does wear compression devices on both lower extremities to control his edema. And they work very well. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, COPD, alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, liver cirrhosis, history of sick sinus syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia, post-traumatic stress disorder, secondary to military career. He had an L2 compression fracture after a fall, and he's had previous kidney stones and congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac pacemaker placed, a permanent pacemaker. He has had a cardiac ablation, and he had L2 kyphoplasty March of 2025 for the L2 compression fracture. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He has been consuming one beer per day. He's not sure about the safety of that, but we'll be checking with the gastroenterologist to see whether he should be doing that with cirrhosis. He denies illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife. He is retired, and he served in the Marine section of the military forces. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to primidone, P-R-I-M like Mary, I-D like David, O-N-E. Drug medications, amlodipine 5 milligram daily, lidocaine patches applied daily, losartan is 25 milligram twice a day, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, aldactone 25 milligram daily, glargine, G-L-A-R-G-I-N-E, insulin, 10 units daily at bedtime, Jardiance 12.5 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, alpha-lipoic acid is 600 milligram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, magnesium oxide 420 milligram daily, sodium bicarbonate 650 milligram daily, allopurinol 300 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, vitamin D3 1000 units daily, albuterol inhaler 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for rescue. Stiolto, Respimat, Respimat, 2.5/2.5 inhalations, or inhalation daily. CoQ10 is 100 milligram daily. Flomax 0.4 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 161 pounds. Pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 120 over 50. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is erythematous, clear drainage, midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, and a regular rate at 70. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, a mildly enlarged liver, enlarged spleen, non-tender, no ascites, no pulsatile areas, and no masses. Extremities, he does have the tight compression stockings and wraps on today. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done May 19th, 2025. Hemoglobin is 11.0. hematocrit 34.9, normal white count, normal platelets, sodium is 139, potassium 4.0, bicarbonate 18, calcium is 8.8, creatinine 1.8, albumin is 3.5, alkaline phosphatase 260, SGOT is 82, SGPT is 42. And we have a urinalysis April 24th of 2025, negative for blood, negative for protein. And April 24th, my creatinine is 1.57, and estimated GFR was 45 at that time. And previous creatinine levels were described in paragraphs above. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with some worsening of creatinine levels after he had three radiology procedures with IV contrast, but the levels seem to have improved and may be back to baseline at this point. We are going to be checking labs every 3 to 4 months. If he does require more IV contrast procedures after the watchman has been placed, 1 to 2 hours before the procedure, we would recommend 1,000 milliliters of normal saline to be given over 60 to 90 minutes to hydrate him before, and then the minimal use of IV contrast that is possible would be recommended. But he should still have the procedures to evaluate the watchman procedure after it's been placed. And he will continue all of his routine medications, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.